Sweetie, I need you to turn off your game. I want to talk to you. Well, can you just save it or something? Ying Man, you are done with this game. No, I don't want to hear it. I have unplugged your game, and you're finished. Do you understand? Now, stay right there on the couch. We need to talk. Sweetie, do you remember when I asked you to help me fix my laptop? Well, it stopped working again the other day, and I need to send a very important email, so I went to your room to use your computer, and yes, baby, your computer is on, and it was logged into that Reddit site, and I just... You look at so many interesting subreddits. It looks like you enjoy posting on something called Gone Wild Audio. Oh, honey, I'm not trying to shame you. I understand. You're older now, and you're growing and learning about these things, and you need an outlet to express yourself. I have no problem with you posting on your little website. It's... Honestly, I was surprised at how creative you were. But, sweetie, I was surprised by some other things, too. You, seem to have posted a lot of scripts and stories and audios, and the women in all these things are always described a very particular way. Tall, pale, dark-haired, green eyes, and very busty. All the women in your little creative works are mothers. And there's many other, very familiar details. Baby, I don't know how to say this, so I'm just gonna say it. They're all me. You're just describing your own mother in all these sexual fantasies. And in many of your fantasies, the mother is having sexual relations with her own son. You're being very quiet now. Is there anything you want to say to me? No? Then I'll keep going. I just want to get all of this out in the open, and we can maybe discuss it. I wasn't sure what to think at first. All the content you created was so disparate. Sometimes the mother was in charge, and she'd force herself on her son. And other times it was the son who would control his mother and make her do things to him. Some of them seemed like strange fantasies set in science fiction universes with space and aliens. In one of them, the mother was magical and used some kind of supernatural ability to make her breasts enormous. The more I read, the stranger it all seemed, and the more shocked I became. But then I started thinking about you and how confused you must be all the time. My goodness, the clothes I parade around the house in. My breasts are really large, aren't they, sweetie? And they're always just straining against the clothes I wear. I can barely wear anything without showing off all this cleavage. Even right now, I'm practically exploding out of this tank top. And my ass. I'm always wearing these skin-tight yoga pants, and I know my ass is a lot larger than most women you see. My behavior hasn't helped either, has it? Do you remember our last family reunion? When I got so busy trying to take care of the food for everyone, I forgot to make sure there were enough seats, and... I wound up having to sit right in your lap. I had way too much to drink that evening, baby. I'm sure you remember the way I squirmed in your lap. You're probably so embarrassed by how hard you became. I know you haven't forgotten the day, sweetie. I certainly didn't. I knew just how much my little boy had grown up when I felt you pressed up against my ass. Even now I'm being bad, aren't I? Telling you all these things. You don't need to know how wet I became when I felt that mess if you were against me. Everything I do just makes it worse. It's no wonder you've developed some strange, sick fascination with your mommy. Yes. Baby, I hate to tell you this, but these feelings you have for me are wrong and bad. You shouldn't feel this way about your mother, and I need you to stop, okay? No more writing out your sick, twisted fantasies on the internet. You're done being bad. Do you understand? You need to be a good boy from now on. I know you don't want to be bad, sweetie. I know you don't want to think about your own mommy bent over at the waist like this. Just like this. So you can see your big fat ass straining against her tight pants. Ah, and my tits. Well, mommy can't do anything about how big or heavy her tits are, baby. They've always been big. I've only ever seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger when your mother gains even a little bit of weight. I'm sure you've noticed that. Look, even through my sports bra and my tank top, you can see my hard nipples pushing against all that fabric. Goodness. And if you thought mommy's tits were big, just look at the indents made by her fat nipples. Just put all this out of your mind, sweetie. I don't want you imagining what they look like, and I don't want you thinking about them pressed up against your body, or my big nipple being pushed roughly into your mouth. Honey. Honey, you're getting hard, sweetie. I can see you growing in your pants, just getting bigger and bigger. And my, even bigger. Is it because of how close mommy is to you, baby? I thought we agreed you were going to be a good boy from now on. My proximity shouldn't cause this if you were truly trying not to have dirty thoughts about your mommy. What? I should be able to get on my knees like this and put my face right next to this bulge, and it shouldn't have any sort of effect on you. Sweetie, did you just get even bigger? I thought you were done growing, but now that I'm so close, I can see you just throbbing and pulsing larger. I knew you were a big boy, but I didn't suspect you'd grown this much. Just look at how you fill out your pants. I suppose it would just be silly of mommy to lean forward and kiss you through these pants, wouldn't it? That would be so very silly. If mommy just got in close, so close, and it just jumped a little bigger again, didn't it? Oh, goodness, are you finally done, baby? What? Teasing you? Oh no, sweetie. I only wanted to show you what you shouldn't be thinking about whenever your mommy pops into your little imagination. Why, all those scripts you wrote and those audios you recorded, they just made mommy so concerned about your mental health. In one of them, you talked about holding your mommy's head and simply fucking her mouth. Can you imagine what an awful slut any mother would have to be to let her own son do something like that? No self-respecting mother should ever be on her knees like this, admiring her son's absolutely massive cock. Are you taking out your phone? Are you going to call someone, sweetie? Recording? You mean for your little website? What are you going to record? Me sitting in your lap. Baby, I thought you weren't going to be bad anymore. Sweetie, Mommy shouldn't be straddling you like this. I can feel you pressed right up against Mommy's tight little pussy, honey. You're so big and thick. I haven't felt one this big since your father left us so many years ago, but honestly, baby, fuck. You're bigger. I shouldn't be encouraging this behavior, but I just need to rock against you a little bit. Fuck. I just need to move against you like this. Oh, no, baby. Mommy's big fat tits are hanging right in your face. Don't peel my tank top off, baby. That just leaves this flimsy little sports bra between us. Ah, this is so inappropriate. It's so wrong, my sweet baby boy. You're not supposed to want your mommy this way. Your hands on my thighs? What? Oh, no, baby, please don't make me say it. No, I don't want to say it into your microphone. Yes, I'm very wet. I'm very wet, sweetie. You've made Mommy so wet. My pants are soaked. Can you feel me soaking your pants as well? Admit what, baby? What do you want Mommy to admit? Oh, I can't say that. No, not even if you... Oh, fuck, you're so big. And shit. Oh, please suck my nipple. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right through Mommy's sports bra. Don't stop. Keep your lips locked right on it. Fuck. Okay, God, I admit it, sweetie, I got so turned on when I found all those posts on Gunwald Audio. You talked about taking your mama and, fucking her any way you wanted. I got so hot and wet. I masturbated right in your office chair, baby. Fuck. Yeah. Keep sucking Mommy's big fat nipple. I came so many times thinking, listening to you when I saw how bad you wanted my body. I just felt so sexy and slutty. Yeah. I knew I wanted to be a slut for you, baby. I wanted to be your little mommy slut. Fuck, sweetie. Just let me hold you right here. Kiss. Right against my breasts. Does this provide you with the comfort you need? Is it safe and warm right here with mommy's nipple in your mouth? This feels so, so good. Yeah. Is your phone recording all this? Is everybody on your website gonna hear me being such a slut? No. I want them to hear. I want them all to know. God. I want them to know how I'm grinding on my own son while he worships his mommy's big, big breasts. Just look at my white sports bra. It's soaked from where you've been sucking my nipples. Oh, you can practically see everything straight through it. Baby, what are you doing? Pushing me down. Where do you want me? Right here? Between your legs, on my knees? Oh, what did you have in mind for me? What are you doing with your phone now? A video? Oh, fuck, baby, that's so bad. Okay. I'll do what you want, honey. I'll do whatever it makes you feel good. That's what a good mommy is for, right? To make her sweet little baby feel good. Are you recording your video? Can you see how close mommy's face is to your hot, hard cock? Let me take you out, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. You're really big. God, you might be too big for mommy's mouth, sweetie. Your hands in my hair. Shit. Okay. Mommy will try for her baby boy. I love the way you pull my hair, honey. Are so strong. I've watched you work out so many times, just building up your muscles. Watch those cords in your forearms move and jump. Your shoulders popping out. So wide, so broad. You're a big, strong boy now, aren't you? Fuck. I can feel how strong you are when you touch me. I bet if you were to wrap those big hands around mommy's head and hold her still, I wouldn't even be able to move one little inch. I love how big you are, baby. Your mommy has always liked a nice big cock. And now I know there's been one hiding right here in my house the whole time. When a man is big, I know he's a real man that can take care of all my little needs. And when my big man, yeah, pull my hair again, gets me
me down on my knees like this. Fuck. Yes. Mommy just feels like such a real woman. So turned on and feminine, helping my big man feel good. And mommy is the only one you want, right, baby? It's only mommy's body that gets you this big and hard. Only mommy's big tits that you want. Only mommy's slutty little mouth.
Baby, be careful. You can fuck Maggie's mouth, but remember how big you are when you're... down and you're taking my mouth and just doing whatever you want, aren't you? Do you want to use your mommy's body to get off? Is that what you want? To just take mommy whenever your need arise? Are you gonna be sweet to your mommy? Are you just gonna be a little rough with me? Either way, I need it. Mommy will always be there for you, sweetie. When you come home after a rough day at college, mommy can just bend over this couch and raise her big fat ass in the air for you. You can just slide right into mommy's tight pussy if that's what you need. You can stretch your slutty little mommy around this big fucking cock. Or, if you're driving and you need relief, you can just put your hand on the back of mommy's neck and pull her head into your lap where it belongs. If we're out in public, you can stand behind me and I'll just slowly grind my big ass into you until you come right in your pants. Mommy will make you come every day, baby. However you want. We'll start sleeping in the same bed so that if you need me in the middle of the night, I'll be right there to give you my body. Oh, you can just wake mommy up by squeezing her fat tits. Squeezing them around your big, beautiful monster of a cock. Mommy's too turned on. Just fuck my mouth. Just fuck my mouth the way you want to, sweet boy. Hold my head like that. Fuck my mouth. Oh, please. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, baby. This is just what mommy needed. You're the man of the house now, honey. All I want from now on is to make you feel good. What? Oh, yes, sweetie. We can start moving you into my room immediately. But first, let's take a shower. I think we both need to get clean after being so dirty. Sound good?